In this bulletin, an agreement to have domestic borders except for those in Western Australia reopened by Christmas. A delay on allowing international students into Australia as the government prioritises the return home of Australians overseas. And in the NRL, relaxed restrictions mean the State of Origin decider can be played in front of a capacity crowd of 52,500 people in Brisbane. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the framework for reopening domestic borders by Christmas has been agreed to by all states and territories except Western Australia. The agreement was reached at the latest National Cabinet meeting, which also endorsed the country's COVID-19 vaccination policy and discussed getting more Australians stranded overseas home. Mr. Morrison says while ensuring the repatriation of Australians is difficult, the country's capacity to receive them will increase when Victoria starts accepting international flights again.
The challenges we have in getting Australians home means that the ability to move and take international students back at this time through quarantine arrangements does not present itself. It's Australians coming home first. That is the Commonwealth policy. That is our policy, and that is the policy that is also being followed by the National Cabinet.
Meanwhile, Chief Scientist Dr. Alan Finkel has handed his contact tracing and outbreak management review to the National Cabinet. He says while Australians should have confidence in the country's contact tracing systems, it should be treated as a second line of defence.
Critically important is the preventative measures, which start from the responsibility of the individual through hygiene practices and staying home, if unwell, through physical distancing and other measures at a more macroscopic level, such as limiting appropriately access to high-risk facilities, such as aged care facilities.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has announced the state's COVID-19 restrictions will be further eased from next Tuesday. Gathering limits in homes and public spaces will increase from 40 to 50 people. Outdoor events can have up to 1,500 patrons, and funerals and weddings will be allowed to have 200 guests. Restrictions on indoor premises such as cafes, restaurants, museums, galleries and places of worship will lift from one person per 4 square metres to one person per 2 square metres. Ms. Palaszczuk says seated and ticketed venues such as theatres, cinemas and open-air stadiums will also be able to increase their capacity from 50 to 100%.
Now this means the cauldron can be filled to 100% capacity for State of Origin next Wednesday night. So if you don't have a ticket yet, hopefully some more tickets can be released. And let's fill that cauldron, let's fill Suncorp and cheer our mighty Maroons on.
Legislation will be introduced to Federal Parliament to enable the declaration of a national emergency as part of the government's response to the Royal Commission into Natural Disasters. The declaration will fast-track national responses to bushfires, cyclones and floods, allowing the provision of capabilities beyond those of states and territories. A national agency will also be set up from July to take the lead on natural disaster resilience, relief and recovery, and the federal government will work with the states and territories on a new forum for them to collaborate on strategic decision-making. Emergency Services Minister David Littleproud says legislation to allow the federal government to declare a state of emergency will be presented to Parliament before Christmas.
We will not be taking over the operational management of disasters. That is the remit of the states. They are the professionals. They are the ones that do it better than anyone else in the world, I believe, right here in Australia. And we'll allow them to continue to do that. But where there is needed to be a surge of resources, then the Australian government will come in with its agency, whether that be the Defence Force or any other federal agency, to achieve that.
And in basketball, Brian Gorgian will lead the Boomers in next year's Tokyo Olympics after being appointed head coach of the Australian men's basketball team through to the 2023 FIBA World Cup. The six-time NBL championship coach will take the reins as the Boomers commence their nine-month preparation for next year's Tokyo Olympic Games. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, showers 23. Adelaide, mostly sunny 29. Melbourne, partly cloudy 20. Hobart, cloudy 19. Canberra, mostly sunny 23. Wollongong, sunny 23. Much the same in Sydney, 25. Newcastle sunny 27, similar conditions in Brisbane 32, Cairns mostly sunny 33, and Darwin partly cloudy 35. This is SBS News.